My name is Thomas Houston. I'm an art history and studio art major at Oberlin College, class of 2013. In front of you is Joseph Bowie's Felt Suit of 1970. There are a couple of things that stand out to me when looking at this artwork. First is its installation. As both a studio art and art history student, I often have to consider the presentation of artwork, both my own and others. So why would this suit be hung up so high on the wall, out of reach and nearly out of view? An obvious answer might be so that the viewers won't be tempted to touch the artwork. However, for such a unique installation, there must be more intention than just that. The installation is visually striking, and in fact, historically, Bowie often displayed his felt suits high up on the wall to give them a dramatic presence, a sort of mystique. Hanging the suit high up on the wall also elevates it, literally, out of our everyday conception of a suit of clothing and into a work of art. The second thing that I notice about the piece is the material of the suit. Bowie has used a thick, industrial-grade felt for the construction of this suit. Felt is a wool fabric, often with fur, hair, and cotton fibers mixed into it, all having been worked together through pressure and heat. One of the qualities of felt as a material is its absorptive abilities. It can absorb most things that it comes into contact with, such as fat, dirt, dust, water, and even sound. This gives the material remarkable insulating capabilities, which brings to mind a story about the artist. When Bowie was 19, he was called into service for the German military, where he was eventually trained as a bomber pilot. In 1943, his plane was hit by Russian anti-aircraft artillery, and he crash-landed in a snowstorm over Crimea. Bowie claimed that he would not be alive had he not been rescued by the Tatars, a nomadic native tribe of Russia. According to an account given in 1979, the Tatars brought the unconscious soldier back to their felt tents, where they covered him in animal fat to generate warmth and wrapped him with felt for insulation. Animal fat and felt would become two central materials in Bowie's artistic production. He was eventually recovered by a German search commando and brought back to a military hospital, where he finally regained full consciousness. This story provides a myth of origins to Bowie's artistic career, explaining his choice of materials and giving them personal symbolic depth. However, according to eyewitnesses, Bowie was in fact conscious after the landing, and was soon recovered by the search commando without ever having come into contact with the Tatars. Whether Bowie's version of the story is true or not seems beside the point to me. In creating such a myth, he validates himself as an artist. It is a modern notion for the artist to be a singular creator figure, and Bowie saw himself as a sort of shaman, transforming natural and cultural material into a personal language. Through his artworks, Bowie sought to radically transform people's way of thinking, and multiples, like the suit hanging in front of you, allowed him to spread his art's message to a greater audience.